Okay, I've got 1:40 p.m. Apologize for the delay. We'll reconvene in open court at this time, noting that all members of court are present, and we're picking up again with our regular meeting from this morning, item number 9, which is to consider setting salaries, expenses, and allowances of elected officials for FY 2026. Quick synopsis of what we reviewed this morning, given the schedule that I presented. The only adjustments to salaries and would be those that were state directed, based off of Senate Bill 293, and then that results in an increase from the state supplements for the county judge in the amount of $9,450 for the county attorney, increase of $21,000, and then the county court at law, as we had previously discussed. There are various numbers that we could consider, but the baseline would be an increase of $44,100 up to $51,100. So those two numbers that are tied to that particular salary are total compensation of $237,500 up to $244,500. And the difference in those, that $7,000 difference, is the increase in the supplement to be contributed by the county. Prior to this legislative session, it was at $18,000, and that's where we had the district judges, county court at law, as well as the county judge. That amount has increased to $25,000. So it's whether the court wishes to continue or to contribute that additional funding for that particular line item. And Judge Lee, I'd welcome any of your, first of all, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
I'll give you some off the cuff
stuff. If you don't mind, please. Yeah, it's fine.
All right. we need to, are we still on this agenda item still right now?
Yes, this one agenda item. And then we'll morph as soon as we can, if we can get some resolution on this, we'll morph to yours as quickly as we can.
Pictures?
Yeah, Judge.
The at hand is the increase, not the base salary piece of those things, but the increase in the amount that the county may contribute as part of supplements, and how it's my belief that if in fact the court grants that additional $7,000 to you as the county court of law judge, then that really that the effect of that is both district judges as well as the district attorney. And given that very warranted pay raises, but pretty significant pay raises, your thoughts on should the court consider that additional $7,000 as part of what the county may contribute?
Well, let me just, I've got some very strong personal feelings about it, but I'll try to stay away from those and just tell you, if I could, just a little bit of the history of why I think you guys are being, the counties are being put in this position. I don't know if y'all remember years ago, I can't remember, Mr. Bell, not necessarily pays more attention to it than I do. The state came in and basically said to the tax appraisal district, you better start raising these tax amounts, and we're going to come in and shut you down, take it over ourselves. And they went around to a whole lot of counties out of 254 and said that same thing, because, for years and years, they weren't really reflecting what the real value was on the market. And so they came in and did that, and we've seen the result of that. I think I flipped mine over this year. I don't know if y'all dared flip your tax thing over you get from them. I think mine's risen 60-something percent in 3 years, and we're still feeling the effects of all those years of them not wanting to raise that, saying that to come in. So the judicial system is pretty much in the same boat. So y'all recall 10 years ago when they set up this first raise, I'm gonna say that, give me a little leeway on that. And they set up this kind of structured deal where if you come in and you got so many years and you get there, that had never been there before. And that was because of the same fact with the judiciary. The state had not raised judiciary's pay in decades. And when they finally did, it was a pretty good bite. But even with that pretty good bite, I think we still found ourselves 47th in the nation in judicial pay, ahead of like Mississippi and Louisiana, which to me, for a state that is in the financial state that Texas is in, is a bit shameful. But here we are. And so we've had these pretty good jumps because of that fact. Get us out of, and I'm not sure, I haven't seen the studies yet as to where with this raise that puts us, but I've been told we're still in the 40s out of 50 states, even with this jump in pay. So I know your concern is the supplement. I'm going a little bit further than that. And that's really kind of how you find yourself in this position, especially with a county court of law, statutory county court of law. Oreo County asked for one, and you got one, and 93, I think it is, which I've got some stuff to talk about here in a little bit over that, what's going on over there. But part of that benefit and burden is funding. And so y'all have been funding that court since 93, and I know it's a pretty healthy jump in that base salary. So your question is, we're talking about the supplements. I wish that they would just do away with that, and if they think that you're entitled to get that pay, put it on the state mandated pay, and it just kind of takes y'all out of this kind of quandary that you're in. But here we are. So what it boils down to is, I don't think of it as a supplement. I think of it as retention pay, because you get what you pay for, especially in a smaller community like we are. You're taking lawyers from your community and asking them to step out of their most, lots of times, pretty lucrative job. Because there are so few attorneys here, and then step into this role, which y'all as elected officials know is sometimes thankless, and you get a lot of blame for things you didn't do and no credit for things you did do, especially with social media these days. But it is basically a retention sort of thing. The closest example I can give to you is there's a McLennan County judge that just retired a couple of months ago, it's away. And he wrote an article in the Waco News, the trib about, you know, why am I retiring? And that's what it was all about. You make so much more money on the other side. And he's advocating for judicial raises, which they came along this time. He got, nevertheless, he's retired and gone. So I think the thought is it keeps your, good folks doing a job when they could be doing something else, and doing probably a little better. I know, well, without getting too personal about it, there's often times that my wife and I have sat around and joked about it, but I'm thankful for everything I got. Y'all kind of put me in a spot because I want to tell you the truth, but I don't want to seem ungrateful. I love my job. I've been doing it 15, 16 years, and this pay increase is going to, well, makes me want to do it a little bit more, rather than stepping down. And I don't know if you've looked around Gatesville, but we're kind of in a position with our bailiffs. We got, you know, Helms is telling me all the time, you know, we got these guys that are eligible and probably some of them past the day that they wanted to retire. They're hanging around because they like the county, they like their job, and whatever one of them goes, are likely to all go. We're going to have to hire and find four or five bailiffs at the same time. I don't know if y'all have noticed Mr. Bell's hair color and my beard and everything else. You've got a bunch of judges and everything. Judge Kinsey's a little late on the bench. Wasn't a spot for him to squeeze in right yet, but there was. Judge Farrell is 4 years, 2 years younger than me, I think. So the county's going to find themselves sooner or later here, unless you can kind of entice these guys to stay on a little bit longer, to finding three or four maybe positions pretty pronto out of a pool that's not real deep right now. I can name all the local lawyers that live in Coryell County that could even be eligible to run, probably on one hand plus a finger or two. And then from those, then you got to the side as a public, and you guys have got to make about well, which one of those would we really would be doing the job that the guys are doing now. And I think we're doing a pretty good job. You know, not to toot my own horn, Judge Kinsey, Judge Farrell, and Mr. Bell, all the other guys can tell you the stuff behind what they want to do, and everybody's got their numbers and stats. I'm proud of our county. And don't we do. So I think of that more as a retention than a supplement, keeping the good folks you got in the job, keep them from being tempted to go where elsewhere. So the question, I guess I'd be glad to do my best at feeling them. And like I said, I've got other feelings about it, but it's not the right time to talk about them on those.
Questions for Judge Little?
Good question.
Judge, I thank you for those kind words. We need to take action on this, and we will swiftly move into the workshop portion.
Thank you, sir.
Again, picking up with item number 9, is there any action that the court wishes to take?
Again, I'll say it. I think it's always our job to first express our opinion. I expressed it once before, and I appreciate the same thing. The way I look at it is through the state supplement, they're getting, you know, all the judges are getting a very healthy increase that I would love to get. I haven't seen the proposed budget yet, but I know through most of the submissions, there's been very little, if any, talk about increase to our general employees. I would feel I would not feel right myself giving us a select few, you know, an extra $7,000, even though it's maybe warranted, because I agree, you know, with Judge Lee. Every time we give a raise, it is a retention raise. Many times we talk about cost of living, but I mean, we're trying to retain good employees. And so we're faced with that this year, that there's going to be very few, if any, other raises. So again, my recommendation was we don't raise the supplement this year. Doesn't mean we can't do it next year. I just think this year what might be a tough sell that I have to go, you know, tell other employees that they're not getting raises.
I agree. I still feel the same myself.
And then the other thing on here, Judge, I guess we just got to clean this travel and training, because I thought that, you know, I've been this now, this is, I think, my third budget. I was going back, I don't ever remember that being a part of the conversation of this. And so I even kind of pulled up the one we did last year, and there wasn't anything. The auto allowance was on there, but not the travel. And I just, that's the one that's kind of got me. That was always handled within the budget. It wasn't proposed that the time of the, because it's not a salary. It's not part of, it doesn't show up on your paycheck. It doesn't, I don't know. So I was just a little confused.
I think that's the mental version.
When I read the statute, it is direct and indirect compensation. That's the way. And so
I've been doing it.
So I'm trying to be as transparent as we do this, as I know how to, because we have, yes, there is the way we've always done it, and then there's the way that the state has given us guidelines. And maybe those don't mesh perfectly, but I'm trying to meet that intent, because, again, those numbers really, other than, you know, well, the numbers are generally departmental. but they fall with under the discretion of the elected official on who and how they want to allocate travel to. I'm not saying that that is a paid benefit. That is part of what I interpret as being falling under the guidelines of allowances. They are allowed that.
Yeah. I think there's only six, you know, to talk about. I believe the commissioner's going from 625 each to 1,000. I believe the district clerk from 3,000 to 4,000. And the treasurer from 1,500 to 2,500. And the only request we got were from the two JPs to increase theirs from 1,000 to 2,000, and that's not reflected on it.
In full disclosure, I'd pulled down the 2025 list. This is what I went off.
Right.
Versus what we ended up budgeting. So yes, some of those numbers on the right hand side, if you want to adjust those, now would be the time to do that. And that is strictly my error from pulling down 2025 without doing the appropriate scrub versus what we actually passed as a budget.
Other than the JPs, do you guys remember any other requests for travel increase? And that was only JPs 3 and 4.
Yeah, that was something like that. I did talk to the district clerk, which she said she didn't go to all of it last year. She got her hours in, but didn't go to all of it. So, I mean, I would just make both of those the same, the county clerks and the district clerks, I would say on that one.
So the county clerk 5,000.
Yes, I just want to see if the district clerk was at 4.
Well, it was actually at 3 in the budget.
No, I haven't got that far. It's gone.
Everybody, I apologize. I didn't know this was going to. This was, like I said, this was normally a part of the budget, but I get what you said. If it's the way the statute, then we've been doing it.
I don't read it that way, but Lou's not a lawyer.
And then I'm assuming if we publish this, then it is set in stone that goes into the budget that way, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not. That's right. We can make, you are right. You're going to make amendments based upon the best interest of the
general.
Okay. Thank you. Somebody figure out what we're going to do.
Well, the statute says exactly as each year the commissioner's court shall set the salary, expenses, and other allowances of elected county or precinct officers. The commissioner's court shall set the items at a regular meeting of the court during the regular budget hearing and adoption proceedings. That is Section A. Section B says before the 10th day before the date of the meeting, the commissioner's court must publish in a newspaper of general circulation in the county a notice of any salaries, expenses, or allowances that are proposed to be increased.
Wow.
And the amount of the proposed increases. So that is the action that y'all are taking today, is what notice is to be posted in the paper of increases the salaries, expenses, or allowances that are proposed to be increased, and the amount of the proposed increases. That's the only thing that's got to be published. There's no changes. There's nothing got to be published. You really just have to post the ones that are changing and any increases that are proposed.
Now, there is a notice that has to go out to each elected county or precinct officer of the officer's salary and personal expenses to be included in the budget. That's Section C. That's not a part of Section B, which is notice goes to the newspaper. That's a written notice to each elected county and precinct officer. Because, as you might imagine, they might be more concerned about a decrease, which is not required to be posted in the newspaper, but it is being required to be notified of the elected official. So there's three provisions in this statute that you have to comply with. The very first one is posting a notice in the paper 10 days or more prior to any action being taken that states any increase in any of those things. It's got to go in the paper.
That's state money and county money, or just county money?
That's county.
That is the county budget. Any county money that is to be paid, an increase in any payment by the county to an elected county or precinct officer.
So we don't have to publish the state funding money that the state is funding is giving?
I don't believe so, no.
And then one of the other the can of worms that's been opened is, you know, that travel budget is not specifically for the use of the elected official. Sometimes they use that for their staff.
Yes, and it doesn't say that. It just says expenses. Salary, expenses, and other allowances of elected county or precinct officers. So out of an abundance of caution and transparency and everything else, we have for a long time, we've had this conversation about, I don't know, 17 of the last 20 years that I've been here. Just publish the notice, just publish the list. Here's all the elected officials. Here's their salaries. Here's any increases. Here's their auto allowance. Here's their travel budget. Here it is, people. Y'all are paying it. Here's what it is. Here's any increases that we're proposing to make in this. Put it in the newspaper. And then more than 10 days later, y'all have a discussion in here about what you want to do. And then at some point, be long enough before the budget is filed, the notice has to go out to each elected official and department head of the things that are set in their budget to give them time to comply with the statute that allows them to file a grievance against the setting of certain things, salary and personal expenses. Now that one says, reads different, salary and personal expenses.
Right.
Those other ones, A and B don't say personal anywhere in them. C says personal expenses.
Right.
Which is personal. Something that you get that's got your name on it that comes to you.
Yeah, which would eliminate office supplies. I mean, because that's an expense, but it'd be ridiculous to...
That is not something that is subject to the grievance procedure, to the, you know, to the procedures that allow an elected official to complain about the setting of their salary and personal expenses.
So, in your opinion, is travel a part of that? Because I'm struggling with that. I don't think it...
In A, which, no, it isn't a part of C, which is the...
Right, personal expenses.
Personal expenses, but A doesn't say personal expenses. It says... salary, expenses, and other allowances of elected county or precinct officers. So, I don't know if travel that I can access to go places. I don't know. That's an expense.
Much of that is required travel. I mean, I don't know any that are taking junkets just to have fun. I mean, I know ours isn't.
I like going to Aggieland, I tell you. But,
ours, you know, ours is beyond.
Been there. You grew up in Aggieland.
Huh. Okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I just hated being, you know, at this point, we were kind of under the gun to make, you know, some decisions when normally, but like you said, we can always amend it, but I don't like doing that because that looks...
So we've had discussion before too. So there's nothing in the statute that says anything about being bound by the notice that is published. It's just the notice must be published within 10 days prior to a hearing and the setting of those amendments. But what cannot be changed is that notice that goes out under C of the salaries and personal expenses to be included in the budget. Once that notice is sent out, if there's a change made, that notice has got to go back out because that timeline has got to be able to be followed on the and then grievance, not the word I use, but the grievance procedures. Yes, the salary grievance committee is actually the name of it. And it is
grievance. It is the salary grievance committee.
Yeah.
We had one.
A, B, and C confused me more than start A. Typical statutes, typical laws. This one says you can do it. This one says you can't do it, or you should, or it's really vague, and they think they do that to us on purpose.
Been in effect since 1987 and has not been amended.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's the first time we've had this discussion in my third year. We got to set some. And I identified that the commissioners were 625 last year. They're put at 1,000 here on this sheet. District clerk was 3,000 last year. It's 4,000 on this sheet. And the treasurer was 1,500 last year. This is, you guys, please always check my, and this year is 2,500. And everything else, I didn't see any other changes. So really, we're only dealing with those three department changes.
Which ones are you wanting to adjust? I got the commissioners at 625.
Yeah, no, I haven't adjusted at all. I'm just saying that's what they were last year.
I'm fine with ours being at 625.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, think we squeaked under. Yeah, we shop around for a better hotel rate this year. We could probably
not a big deal.
Let's go with just at 625. I agree.
And I would put the district equal to the county.
County.
And I don't know about, I never talked to Randy about her, the treasurer about hers. I never talked to her about her training. I don't know.
What did they?
If our payroll person had to be, I wouldn't think so, but
she asked.
Find out.
And then, like I said, we did get those two requests from JP3 and 4. They budgeted 1,000 last year, and they're at $1,716.23 year to date. Treasurer, 1,500, and that department is at $1,288.87 year to date.
What did the, would you say on the JP, what's that? Would you say on their travel?
What they had year to date?
No, what they were wanting.
They wanted 2,000, from 1,000 to 2,000. And I'm sure that was predicated on that JP3 1,716.23
right.
year to date.
Right.
So they were over that.
So that.
And JP4 2,418.92.
Final that 2008. That put them all good up. Put them all at the same.
I would say the beautiful thing about these expenses is, well, I'd say the vast majority of our elected officials don't spend it because they have it, especially on travel. I think they spend what they have. And that was good that the JPs brought that to our attention because it looked like they were both ran a deficit. And you have one and two that probably aren't even required to do training anymore. They've been doing it so long. Yeah, actually, so JP1 was slightly over at 1,024.79 for their travels, and JP2 was at 1,328. So it looks like all of them were over the 1,000. So I would be okay with budgeting 2,000 for the JPs.
Yeah. Randy said she's got an extra training this year. Treasurer's office, but no one else has to go to anything. She's texting with that. Sure. If you like,
what
she can make it on that
on 1500 or
25. She said she can probably make it on 3,000, 1,800, but it don't be that close,
yeah.
Especially the fact that she doesn't know what the cost is going to be. Yeah, so.
Would you like me to recap what I kept? I think. Or do you want to recap it all?
No, I mean, I give me what you got.
Well, I think we got the county judge at 3,500, which was no change from last year. Putting the commissioners at 625 each, because that's one line item. That's the other thing. It's not broken out. It's actually one line item on our budget.
Because the commissioners will be combined, so that will be $2,500 like it was last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and then they had that same training in Waco. Later.
It's an abridged version. Supposed to be.
Yeah, you can get 16. There was.
Okay, well, let's continue on down.
Let's see. So we had county clerk at 5,000, which is the same as last year. We had 8,000 for court at law, which is same as last year. District clerk was 3,000 last year. We're recommending to match the county clerk at 5,000. JP 1, 2, 3, and 4 were 1,000 last year. They did all slightly exceed, so 2,000 on each one of those. Regular was 1,500 last year. 2,500 would be recommended. Tax assessor 25. I didn't check tax assessor, didn't I? I think it's the same.
That would be the same.
It was the same. What do you see in travel? So this is where we, you know, we know, I mean, I hold Mr. Carruthers up to a very high standard. So we budgeted $2,500 last year, and he has expensed $2,874.91. So what I think everybody is experiencing is the stinking hotel rates are just, you know, ridiculous, even just to stay at a what I consider a medium, a moderate level hotel.
My recollection of that is different. He didn't spend hardly anything the year before because he was carrying his, he just carried, oh, it happened,
carried hours.
So yeah. He spent like $300 or $400 the year before. Yeah. It was $2,500, and it was more the next year because of the way his trainings paid off.
I think he waited until he was all right before it came.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't yeah. Request anything.
All right, that's all we're saying.
The tax assessor $2,500, constables 1, 2, 3, and 4. They stay the same at $1,250. And sheriff, $4,500. That was what was budgeted last year when they only burned it. Ready to make motion.
I'm ready. I'm ready to receive a motion.
You're ready.
Yes, I am ready to receive a motion. And if you would, if you would like, I will read back to you what I captured here so that you could then say, make it in the form of the
very good. Yeah.
Okay. So, commissioners at 625, district clerk, is an increase to 5,000, and, the JPs are an increase of 1,000 each. Everything else as it was presented.
Treasurer. Yes, as presented. Okay. Gotcha. Yes. All right. So I make a motion that we move forward with posting the salaries of the elected officials as presented and amended, noting that the court elected not to increase the county supplement from 18,000 to 25,000.
Second. Motion from Commissioner Weddle, second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number 9? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you. That concludes the regular business of the court today. We will adjourn that meeting, and as quickly as I can get signed into, signed out of this, we will sign into the budget workshop. Yes.